Recently, I took my kids to Chuck E. Cheese for a birthday. The place was packed as usual, but we got seated in a booth near the front door. We ate pizza. Then I made sure everyone cleaned up before heading into the arcade. After that, I just sat on my phone while they did their thing. After a few hours, my phone's battery was running low. I was hoping it could at least last until we were on the way home, but I eventually realized I would need to go out to my car and grab the portable charger I keep in the console. That shouldn't be an issue, because my car was parked near the front. But there was a problem, a major one. As I looked through the window out into the parking lot, I saw a tall, menacing man staring back at me. He had thick, bushy hair and was wearing baggy clothes, making him seem even bigger. He didn't have any business being there, because he wasn't smoking a cigarette or looking through his phone, and nobody was with him either. The man was just standing about 6 feet from the glass, staring into the restaurant, but looking specifically at me. We locked eyes, but he didn't look away. I had to look away myself. I tried not to acknowledge him after that. I was just waiting for him to move on at some point. But he didn't. He kept glancing at the window. And every time, his eyes were still fixated on me. I decided to just suck it up and go out there since my phone was about to die. I got out of the booth and stood up. Then I went to the door. When I got there, I noticed something oddly alarming. Through the glass door, the front of the restaurant seemed clear. The man was gone. I couldn't see him walking away anywhere, and no cars had come by to pick him up. The spot he'd been standing in was suddenly just empty. In fact, the entire parking lot had no one in it, just a bunch of cars, and my minivan just a few rows from the front. All I had to do was walk over and grab the charger, then come back to the safety of the restaurant. So, I slowly opened the door and looked all around, not seeing anyone. When I walked out, I left behind the drowning chaotic sounds of the arcade and entered an almost silent parking lot. As I stepped off the asphalt, I started walking much faster, constantly looking around and behind me to see if the man appeared again. But all I saw was that I was alone. Soon, I made it to my car, unlocked and opened the driver's side door, then quickly leaned inside to reach for the charger. Suddenly, I got pushed all the way in, but when I finally looked back, I froze. The man from outside the window was getting into my car while holding me at gunpoint. Before I could fully comprehend what was happening, he sat down behind the wheel and locked the doors, sticking the firearm in my face the whole time. I was trapped. He ordered me to hand over my keys and purse. So I did. I remember begging him to let me get out and just take my car, but he refused. He said he had plans for me. Then he started the car and began driving away. The whole time, I was looking back at the Chuck E. Cheese, thinking my kids are in there, wondering if I would ever see them again, and if they would still have a mother by the end of the night. I wanted to grab the bastard's firearm, rip it out of his hands, and turn it against him, but I was too afraid to try. His fingers never came off the trigger. Eventually, after driving around for a few minutes, he parked behind a closed-down store, out of sight from any other road or building. That's where he went through with his plans. Get in the back seat.
No. No, please, don't make me.
Are you deaf? Get in the back seat, now.
Please, no. I have a husband. I have children.
Shut up or I'll blow your brains out. This is happening whether you're dead or alive, bitch. So, either I'm going to drag your corpse back there myself, or you're going to get in the back seat.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you how to be a good girl. When it was over, he ordered me back into the passenger seat. Then he got behind the wheel and started driving again. I didn't know where he was taking me. I figured it was to the hole I'd be living in for the rest of my short life. But instead, he took me where I least expected, back to Chuck E. Cheese. There, he dumped me out onto the curb, then drove off. I immediately found help, but I felt like a zombie. I was so numb to everything by that point, my kids hadn't even noticed I was gone. I still don't know how to explain to them what happened. I might never be able to. Days later, I received perhaps the most bittersweet news of my life. The man that kidnapped me had been killed by police at the end of a pursuit. I felt robbed of an opportunity to look him in the eyes as he received justice. But I must admit, I'm glad to know that he no longer breathes. After what he did to me, in a place I thought was safe enough to bring my kids, I will never be the same. This story was inspired by a disturbing Chuck E. Cheese incident that happened on November 18th. A man police took out in an intersection near South Hill Mall. was wanted for allegedly kidnapping a woman from the Chuck E. Cheese parking lot and forcing himself upon her in her car. James Salanoa Jr., 22, was identified as the suspect police took out. Police say the woman did not know Salanoa. According to charging documents, the victim was at the restaurant with her four children for a birthday party. After returning to her vehicle to get a charging cord, Salanoa opened the car door and pointed a firearm at her. After robbing her, Salanoa drove them around the area before parking and doing the unthinkable to her. Salanoa then demanded the victim withdraw money from her banking account, but that proved unsuccessful. Eventually, Salanoa drove the victim back to Chuck E. Cheese, and he then fled in a stolen Cadillac Escalade. Police were able to identify Salanoa as the suspect through evidence left at the scene, consulting with the victim through photos taken by a resident in the area from where the Escalade was stolen. Police were eventually able to locate Salanoa at the South Hill Park and Ride. He fled the scene in a vehicle with two other people. The chase quickly ended at the intersection when deputies deployed spike strips. Salanoa emerged from his vehicle armed. Deputies then immediately took out Salanoa at the scene. When I was in high school, I was in my first serious relationship with my boyfriend Zach. Our parents didn't let us see each other a lot because they wanted us to focus on school, so I would often sneak out to see him. My dad works nights, so he left the house well before 7 p.m., and my mom would usually pass out around 8. Neither I nor Zach had a car, so we would meet up at places that stayed open late, like Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese was a good place to chill because it had food and arcade games. Plus, it wasn't far from where we lived. It was a 20-minute bus ride from my place and 30 minutes from his. So, one night, when the time was right, I snuck out through my window. Then I made my way to the bus stop to catch the next available bus to Chuck E. Cheese. When I arrived at the destination, I rushed inside to see if Zach was waiting for me, but I didn't see him, so I texted him saying I was here. He then replied saying he was still 5 or 10 minutes out. I sat down in the front area, not wanting to interact with the staff until he arrived. But not long after I walked in, one of them approached me. And not just any Chuck E. Cheese employee either, but the gigantic, creepy rat mascot himself. He came right up to me, towering over me, and started staring down into my eyes with that freaky smile plastered onto his face. I smiled and said hi, hoping he would just leave me alone after.
Hi, Chucky?
Hey there, kiddo! What are you doing here all by yourself?
I'm not by myself. I'm actually waiting for someone.
Oh, really? Are you here with your parents?
No, I'm waiting for my boyfriend.
Then your boyfriend shouldn't have made you come out here all by yourself. It's not safe.
I can take care of myself, thank you.
Hey, I need to tell you something. There's been a lot of creeps here lately preying on little girls like you. You know what? Why don't you come to the back and play with me while you wait?
I'm good. Thanks.
I'll give you free pizza or free tokens. Whatever you want.
I'm not hungry and I didn't come to play games. I just came to see my boyfriend. Thanks.
What if you just hang out with me in the back until...
Get the hell away from me, you creep!
I was grossed out. I didn't want to cause a scene, so I just got the hell away from that weirdo. I then made my way to the washroom and decided to wait there until my boyfriend arrived. Once I got inside, I locked myself in one of the stalls, then texted Zach, begging him to hurry up. I heard the washroom door open. It could have been a random woman just trying to use the washroom, but something in my gut knew it had to be that mascot creep. I started to panic, trying to keep quiet as I listened for where they were going. Suddenly, my phone buzzed. It was loud enough that they could hear it, so I opened my phone to call for help, only to see something that actually put me at ease. It was a text from Zach saying he had arrived. Then it was followed right after by a selfie with the same Chuck E. Cheese mascot. I was relieved. Whoever was in the washroom with me must have just been a random woman after all. Relieved, I stood up and opened the stall door, only to see a sight straight out of my nightmares. It was a half-naked man standing right in front of me. For a split second, I stood there in shock as this deranged psycho stared back. Then he charged at me. He shoved me back into the stall and started grabbing me, pinning me against the wall. I screamed as loud as I could before he put his hands over my mouth. I tried biting off his fingers, kicking him and clawing at his eyes, but nothing I did made a difference. Out of nowhere, a giant set of hands appeared over his shoulders and grabbed him. They ripped him back far enough for me to get free. Then I ran out of the washroom, straight into my boyfriend. A few seconds later, the half-naked man plowed through the washroom door and bolted out of the building. Then, the Chuck E. Cheese mascot came out after him, and I finally realized what was going on. The mascot was genuinely trying to warn me earlier about the creeps lurking around Chuck E. Cheese, but instead, I mistook him for one of them. Despite that, he still saved me, and I think if he wasn't in that bulky suit, the real sicko wouldn't have escaped him. Thankfully, the creep was arrested the next day. There was more fallout afterwards as well. I got put on an even stricter lockdown than ever when my parents found out what happened. That, coupled with the words the mascot told me starting to ring truer by the day, led to Zach and I breaking up. It really was a stupid plan for me. A young girl barely in high school to go out at night alone like that, and I suffered for it. This story was inspired by a creepy incident regarding a man who was arrested after reportedly walking into the woman's restroom at a Chuck E. Cheese in Manassas and started to take off his clothes. According to police, officers responded to the Chuck E. Cheese on Streamwalk Lane a little before 5 p.m. on Sunday, January 26, for a report about indecent exposure. Police discovered that a man, later identified as 24-year-old Zion Marquise McCone, had gone into the woman's bathroom at the Chuck E. Cheese where he proceeded to remove his clothes before an employee intervened. McCone left before police got there. During the investigation, officers identified McCone as the suspect and found that he had previously trespassed at the business. McCone was arrested without incident the next day. He's been charged with indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. Last year, my son was very clear about wanting to celebrate his birthday at Chuck E. Cheese, so I made it happen. When we got there, the place was packed, way busier than I'd seen in years. It was also in the middle of the summer, and the arcade was full of crazy-looking new gamers, so it was a hot spot for younger people. For all I knew, 10 different kids were celebrating their birthdays at the same time. There was only one thing I saw that made me regret taking my son there. It caught my attention almost as soon as we arrived. From all the way across the building, there was a huge rat mascot of Chuck E. Cheese. That was the name of the business, but something was very wrong with this one. It didn't look like what I remembered as a kid, or even what I had saw when I took my son there just a few years ago. At first, I couldn't even tell if it was real or not, as it looked like it could be a guy in a suit, or maybe just a dummy. Either way, it was staring dead at us, despite being as far from us as it could possibly be. After I stared at it for a few seconds, it finally raised its hand and waved. I awkwardly waved back, as well as my son. He said something about it being an animatronic, so I figured that's what it was. Just a robot set to face the door and wave every few seconds at the people coming in. Finally, we were met by the hostesses and led to a table on the restaurant side. We sat down and ordered some food and drinks. Then I let my son loose into the arcade. I had no interest in trying to keep up with him, but I came prepared with a crossword puzzle to occupy myself while he did his thing. Of course, I couldn't forget about the Chuck E. Cheese mascot looming over everyone. He was always visible in the same corner, but every time I looked up from my puzzle, he was closer than before. No matter where he appeared, he was always looking at me. Eventually, he came a little too close, standing just a few feet away from my table. By this time, night had fallen, so the large section of windows at the front door of the building showed a slight reflection of everything inside. The mascot had finally stopped looking directly at me. Disturbed by how close the mascot had come, I decided to get up and use the bathroom. I did it very suddenly to see how he would react. Sure enough, the reflection in the window showed me he was following me. I didn't know what else to do but just walk even faster. Then I came to the small dead-end hallway that led to the bathrooms. The woman's restroom was on the first door to the left, but before I went in, I turned around and looked behind me. and that's when I saw the mascot had followed me all the way there. He was standing just a few feet away. I couldn't believe it. I could only hope that he wouldn't follow me into the bathroom, but I already felt cornered. I tried backing away through the door, but then he suddenly lunged and grabbed me. I kicked and screamed at him, punching and thrashing until he let go. The whole place stopped and froze to look at the scene as I immediately made my way to find a manager.
Somebody help me! Excuse me? Hello? Who's in charge here?
That'd be me, ma'am.
Your mascot just attacked me! He tried following me into the bathroom!
Well, did he enter the bathroom?
No, but he grabbed me right outside of it! He was probably gonna drag me in there and
rape. There are children here. I'm sure it was just a misunderstanding. Right, Germ?
You people are disgusting! Where's my son? We're leaving!
Ma'am, you still have to pay.
I'm not paying after getting fondled by a giant rat. I hope this place burns to the ground.
Once I grabbed my son, I stormed out of there. I was madder than hell in the moment, but by the time I got home and cooled off, I decided to just let it go. It didn't seem like the right idea to drag the whole thing out by pressing charges. We carried on with the birthday celebrations at home and forgot about the whole thing. That was until about 2 days later, when I realized my credit card was missing. When I checked the statements and found out it was being used, someone was trying to buy hundreds of dollars worth of shit on my card. I reported it stolen, not thinking it had any connection to what happened at Chuck E. Cheese, until I was informed of the identity of the person who had stolen my card. It was a guy named Jermel, who just so happened to be the same Chuck E. Cheese mascot from my son's birthday. Turns out, it wasn't even the first time that guy had been caught committing credit card fraud, but it made me think differently about what happened at Chuck E. Cheese. The whole time, I'd been thinking he attacked me because he was some kind of pervert trying to cop a feel, but in reality, it was all just a smokescreen to steal my credit card. Thankfully, he got arrested, though at work and in the Chuck E. Cheese mascot suit, which was weird but relieving. Ever since then, I feel like I can't trust anyone anymore, especially at Chuck E. Cheese. This story was inspired by a bizarre incident regarding Florida cops who arrested a Chuck E. Cheese mascot. On Wednesday, officers descended on a Tallahassee Chuck E. Cheese on reports of a stolen credit card, narrowing down the suspected thief to an employee who was inside the costume. Authorities believe Jermel Jones, who was dressed as the Chuck E. Cheese mouse when they arrived, stole a customer's bank card and used it to make fraudulent purchases. According to a police report, the owner of the bank card had used the card during her daughter's birthday party at the location last month. When she noticed some fraudulent charges, she decided to take matters into her own hands. The documents allege she visited one of the locations that showed up in her irregular bank statements and obtained surveillance footage of a man making one of the purchases. She immediately recognized the suspect as an employee at Chuck E. Cheese, the documents say. When police arrived, Jones was handcuffed and escorted to a patrol car. He denied having the bank cards and claimed he didn't know anything about the fraudulent purchases. Police later found a stolen bank card in their search, as well as a receipt allegedly matching one of the reported purchases. Photos and footage of the arrest have lit up the internet, with many questioning why police didn't have Jones remove the costume before he was placed under arrest. Jones was charged with 3 felonies,